Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led divine sermons from the Holy Trinity. I had a Freudian slip or something in there that didn't sound right. Sometimes the Holy Spirit tells me a topic and then I do an impromptu on the spot thing with no pre-planning, just living life and sharing that. And then sometimes I share music with you that I create, that the Holy Spirit inspires through me, all under the umbrella to help empower you to find happiness from within. Now, we all define happiness differently. That is the positivity lingo that's acceptable in society. But truly, the true meaning of it is from, in my faith system, I believe, the Holy Spirit knew the timing of the release of my assignment, knew how positivity in the world and society loves happiness, right? It's contagious. It's from the Father. Everything good is from the Father. And whatever your faith system is, we respect you as long as you don't harm anybody, especially children. And without further ado, the topic is the definition of a child. So the first thing that came to mind was menstruation periods. So if you're a young person listening, you might ask your parents first before listening to this episode. And parents are defined in different ways. It might be your birth parents, it might be adopted parents, it might be grandparents, it might be aunt or uncle, foster parents, some random stranger that took you in because you ran away from your abusive home, whatever your situation is. Whoever protects you, pays for your food and housing, all that. Ask them first, hey, do you think that it's okay for me to listen to this? Just so that they have an idea of what you're absorbing. So menstruation is when our first menstruation or menses is how they define for girls, going from childhood to young adulthood. Now, the interesting thing about it, I'm going to bring some science in this. The interesting thing is that your menses, right, your onset of your period is not the same in every nation. And in fact, it's greatly different in America compared to China. I read this book when I was in graduate school. It was what they call a meta-analysis. It was over 700, I believe, 720 or something, annotated empirical-based studies. It was the summary. It was Dr. Campbell and I believe his son, Drs. Campbell, however you say that. It was called the China Study, and they compared. They got blacklisted in the medical space because they spoke the truth. I read it because my aunt, who is a retired nurse instructor, she's kind of the medical guru of the fam. She is also the boss of the fam, my Aunt Barb. And while Auntie Louise, my mom's side of the family, was diagnosed with some kind of cancer, I'm blanking on the type, they were doing everything in their power to do traditional Western medicine as well as alternative, right? Because that's your sister and you don't want her to die if you can help it. And so this book was sent to me. That's what my mom's sisters do. They send each other books when they learn things or family memorabilia, things like that. And I got to talk to my Aunt Louise a month before she passed away. She only had energy for one thing each day. That's how draining her treatment was. They tried the traditional treatments and it didn't work. So they started doing non-traditional that weren't approved from the FDA, and she was surviving. But each month alone, I think it was $20,000 or something crazy. My uncle Franco, who's a professional opera singer, he was in a trio group They did a fundraiser concert for her. They fundraised. A bunch of people showed up and donated on behalf of his wife, my aunt. And that only extended her life for like 30 days, maybe 45. It was a real sad experience. So I want to share the truth with you. It's painful. It's real painful. But there's hope, right? How can you be empowered to find happiness from within? And going to the Menzies, when I was reading the book in the China study, it compared. I read the whole thing when I was in graduate school, because when your aunt dies a month after you speak to him, she chose to talk to me. That was the only thing she did that day. For an hour, I got to listen to her and catch up with her, and then she died a month later. It was really hard to process that while teaching graduate classes, undergraduate, graduate classes, and having my graduate teaching certificate, worked on coursework and balancing that and stepmom duties. We weren't married, but, you know, same, living apart from my partner, all that. And I was listening. I was paying attention to what she said. And so I read the book. I read every single word of that book. You better believe it. And this is what I remember them saying. Average Menzies in America is like 12 years old. Average in China, 16. So what does that mean? Well, you're at increased risk for ovarian and breast cancer the earlier onset of your menses. For whatever reason, they found there was a correlation. There's a connection. And the topic of this sermon is the definition of a child. So some nations consider you eligible to be married at your first period. I know, shocking. I know, you're thinking this. Average for ladies in America is 12 years old. Imagine your child getting married at 12. Is that legal? In some states, I think it is. As young as 14, I think. Maybe not 12, but 14, I heard some southern states. Every state is different, right? With parents' consent, they can essentially, like in some Asian countries, they present the child, right? Young adult, because they've had their period, so now they can have babies, right? They present that young lady to a suitor. They have an arranged marriage. They agree. Both families agree, because it's a huge dishonor to their nation if they get divorced. So they don't do that. They're real strict about it, right? Is it right? Is it wrong? It depends on where you live and what the laws state. I know for me, I wasn't ready to be married at 11 years old. That was how old I was when I had my period. My first year in public school, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. No way would I have been emotionally ready. I was super awkward. I was, you know, a homeschool kid coming into school for the first time. So you might be thinking, why is there such a difference between the onset of periods, the age differences, right? Well, they had some theories in there. And what they said was, for the most part, in China, they compared it in the book. China's got a lot of different areas, a lot of different people, kinds of places, right? So I didn't have access to the data. I was just reading their summary book that got blacklisted. They put in there, this is blacklisted in the medical space, but we're sharing the truth with you. So what they said was most of their diet was plant-based, that 5% of their protein that they were consuming at that time, right, in 2010, was plant-based protein. Now, I wouldn't recommend that now, because as money shifts, right, as popularity shift in the world, you have to pay attention. That's of the enemy, right? If an organization starts realizing that, oh, all the money is being spent in this area, let's shift our focus over there. So you have to be careful now, because I don't recommend plant-based only based on conversations I've had with the father above. Unless you go and you inspect and you have random audits of the machinery and the ingredients and the packaging and all of that. The best if you have your own little garden at home. I don't have a green thumb, but maybe in my future, because my mom's got a real good green thumb. They're growing all kinds of things. So the definition of a child is different in every nation. And we all grew up real quick when the internet became available to the masses. And in the last few years, with the Epstein scandal, there was a lot of people talking about what the heck is going on. People started having these awakenings, starting revealing their truth on social media. All kinds of people were going viral, right? And all of a sudden, we're like, what the heck is going on? I had seen a terrible video. Is that all right to share about this, Father? Okay, he said, yes, go ahead. I saw a terrible video about Gandhi with little girls on TikTok. It had multi-million views on it. He had multiple young ladies. That's the truth. That is the truth. The history of what we learned in school is that he had not eaten, right? He was creating peace amongst, I think it was India and Pakistan at the time. They were going at war. And so he was like, I'm not going to eat until you guys stop fighting. And everybody loved him for whatever reason. I don't know I didn't know his story of how he got into his leadership position, but we heard about him in school. That's the part they didn't want everybody to know about. So the internet helped us to grow up real quick and have our eyes open to what is the real truth. So some people have big issues with it, big problems with it. I think personally, it depends per family. You're supposed to honor your father and mother. If your father and mother love you, right? Your parents or whoever is your caretakers, if they love you, and if you sense within yourself, if you're a young person listening, that they are looking out for what's best for you and not what's best for their wallet, right? If it's an arranged marriage thing, it could work. It could work. You could fall in love with someone over time, right? As long as that person is going to treat you with respect, there's good communication with both sides of the family. No one's going to try and isolate you or cover you up with clothing while secretly beating the crap out of you in your house, right? It depends per family. I know personally, if I ever have children, if I'm ever blessed to have my own and give birth to my own children, I'm getting kind of up there in age, so I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I'm believing if the Father desires it, it'll be. I'm giving it up to him. You know, Sarah was like 80 when she gave birth the first time, so anything's possible. But I really liked what my parents did. They, of course I didn't listen, but I liked their intention was we weren't allowed to date until we were 16. We have this thing in America called Sweet 16. They have, in our Hispanic culture, is quinceañera is like the special year. It's supposed to be a very special thing. And I don't know where it first came about. It might have been when the movie came out, Sweet 16. I don't know, or 16 Candles or whatever in the 80s. I'm not sure. But that was what they decided together as a couple. And of course, I cheated, right? Because kids will test boundaries if they're allowed to. But I mean, the worst thing I did, I went to the mall with friends and we held hands in the mall. Like, my parents were always in my business, especially my mom. They were always in my business as parents should be, right? And I was heavily connected in the church. They gave me grace and I liked that age bracket. So I recommend that to parents or aspiring parents, or if you got young ones and you're like, I don't know, what's the right age for my child to date? They're going to tell you without telling you that they have crushes on people, right? Because they're going to start saying the person's name over and over and over. It's going to randomly come up in conversation and you're going to be like, okay, she's talking about, or he's talking about so-and-so. Why does their name keep coming up? Because they like that person. It could be as young as elementary school, right? Your first crushes or whatever. I don't really know that perspective other than sixth grade because I was homeschooled. But I remembered my first crush was in the YMCA. Oh, I remember that guy. I wrote about him in my little journal, diary that had a lock and key. And, the white Power Ranger. He was the Green Ranger. Yeah. Oh yeah. I think I was 7 years old. There's nothing wrong with having little sweet, little innocent crushes and things like that. But what does get of concern is when you start blurring the lines of having sex with little children. That is what the problem is. That is the major problem all around the world, what everybody's talking about right now with the Sound of Freedom movie. That's one of many movies that have been released. Many people are talking about abuse. One of the largest size audience ministers, she's got a career of over 40 years in ministry. She publicly shares about forgiving her rapist, her father. And he passed away, I believe, but she was able to forgive him. He forced himself upon his daughter she said 200 times at least. I think she said when she was 9 years old, that's when it started for her. For me, grooming was at 3. I think the younger you are, the greater your superpower if you are a survivor of sexual abuse. If you choose to stop the cycle, if you choose to not continue it to the next person. And she publicly talked about the fact that it was just normal in their family. Incest was normal in their upbringing, and so he thought it was normal to have sex with his daughter. And it is very common even in the Bible, but it shouldn't be acceptable. And the big problem about it, and some people are like, oh, this group doesn't exist, or what are you talking about? No, it does exist. The Illuminati, and they go by many names. They're from the enemy. They're deceivers. And it's an old satanic practice. It's the Holy Spirit revealed to me, I forget exactly when, a few months ago, I think. They've been doing it for 1600 years. They abduct children, or they use their own children. They torture them. I imagine it's a variety of times. It's probably not like the same thing for every child. It probably depends on the interest of the buyer. They torture them. They cause fear in them. And when they cause fear in them, it releases some hormone. I don't know the name of it. I don't really want to know the name of it, but maybe the Holy Spirit will reveal it to me at some point. And then at some point, they do some evil, dark, satanic thing together, and they kill the child, and then they drink the blood of the child. And the benefit for them, right? Because you always got to think about what's in it for me. If someone's buying something, there's got to be a reason why they're buying it. And it's sick to even think of that. The reason why they do it, it keeps them looking younger. That's why they do it. They pay a lot of money. The Holy Spirit told me their price just went up this last week. Starting price, $2 million per child. And they are abducting 8 million children each year. It went up with the movie coming out. The movie is eating at their bank accounts because people are starting to be aware of it. We are in the end times, and it's sad. There's a lot of leaders all over the world that are involved in it, but there's also a lot of leaders that are very good. And I don't know why the Holy Spirit decided to call me in 2018. I don't know why he assigned me as the person to teach about depression, but I think just over time, bit by bit, as I wake every day and I continue being grateful, I think it's because I decided to be grateful that he took me off the ledge after 18 years of suicidal ideations. He healed me fully. When I truly believed that he could heal the negative thought patterns that my abuser had caused in me by choosing to continue the cycle of abuse instead of stopping it. And it was my family member. That's what the enemy does. Often, it's very common to have incest and all kinds of things. I think that's why the Holy Spirit decided to call me to this position in the world. I think because I've continued to choose to love people. I've been obedient. I grew up in the church. My parents were heavily connected in the church, and also our DNA. My mom married into the bloodline of King David, who slayed Goliath. And if you keep on going down that line, Jesus Christ came through that bloodline. And there's so many people that say, oh, he's not real and this and that. No, he is real. And all of the descendants of King David, if you read in the scriptures multiple times, it says that all of the descendants forever from King David will be blessed. And when you believe it and you speak it out loud, there is a power and an anointing on your life. You might be the next big time singer or big time chef or big time construction worker, whatever it is that is your calling. If you continue to be obedient in the small things, in the small everyday things, if you continue to show up to your job early, give more than your best, do your work unto the Lord, it will pay off. It will pay off for either you or your next generation or the following. If you be the best husband to your wife, she's going to make you look so good in society. If you just be the best for your kids, right? But we're all living in a balance, right? No one is perfect. I never try to claim to be perfect. I'm an extremely driven person. And I think that the Father was just so tired of me being disrespected in the world while working really hard, trying to follow all the laws, all the rules, all the things that the leaders in my nation promised to all of us. And he was like, nope, I love that you've been obedient and faithful and not afraid to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit everywhere you go. And I think that's why, but I don't know. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that he called me to this position. Now, there's a lot of responsibility in this position that I'm about to be crowned in October 2023. And as I record this, it's July, I think it's 26th. Yeah. There's a lot of responsibility. No one has had this role in the world ever. Anytime there's a new position, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be uncomfortable with it, right? Think about when the electric cars first started coming out, right? Everybody hated Elon Musk in our government. I remember they were blocking him on purpose from getting electric charging units. I remember we talked about it in junior high, I think, or high school. I remember. Maybe I was substituting. I forget. But I remember the map, and they touched the map. They pointed at the map and they were like, they're blocking, because we had morning announcements and they gave us the little highlights and what was going on in the world and whatnot. And now I've seen first responder cars in somewhere in California. One of my mentors from direct sales company, Aaron Din, super cool dude. He and his family, he gave me extra love and support, platonic love, of course, respect as a male leader, seeing that I was an ace amongst the crowd, and he knew my name, and I was just like, whoa, you just spoke to 17,000 people, how do you know me? They were paying attention, people were having conversations behind closed doors, and he posted a couple days ago they have Tesla police cars in wherever they're at, somewhere in Cali. And the world changes. You grow with it. You go with it. If you've been called to something, no one can take it from you. If that's a part of your destiny, no one can steal it from you. There's been so many people that have tried, and I've been patient, and I married the best man in the world, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that he chose to see the good in me. Because I've done that my whole life for other people, and I've been disrespected pretty much my whole life from men. There's been some good men. My dad had great friends. Those guys always respected me. But there's been a lot of disrespect from men, young boys, all that. And I can't wait for October's meeting. So keep in mind, we all define a child and a young lady and a little boy and a young man. We all define it differently. How about you ask the child if they're a young person under the age of 18, in America especially, ask them, hey, especially if they have parents and you're considering dating them, right? Like, I mean, R. Kelly talked about it, right? Like, there was a big old thing a few years ago. Anyways, ask them. Say, hey, what do your parents think about this? Some kids, like my former eldest stepdaughter, she'll tell you anything. And she sounds so believable because she's really good at that. I mean, I don't want to say anything rude, but I'm the one that found the condom. I'm just saying. And she didn't want to tell her dad, but I had to be the one to present the information. I said, you're going to tell him or I'm going to tell him, but he's going to find out from one of us. So you make that decision. That was a rough day. But in any case, ask the kid, ask the young adult, right? If you're desiring to date this person, hey, what would your parents say or guardian say? And then present the information to the parent or guardian. How about everybody just communicate? That could solve so many issues if you just communicate, right? Now, if you're desiring to be with someone and that someone isn't interested in you, you need to respect their no the first time. No means no. After that, it's harassment. I've been harassed by so many people in the last 3 years because of this contest. They've on purpose been testing me, but some of them took it way too far and paid people to try and damage my reputation. And I'm a minister. Yeah, that's sick. Our constitutional rights came out for a reason. Yeah, I can't remember which number, but I think it was number 3. The one about not going into random people's houses during times of war. Yeah, why did they come up with that one? Let's think about that. Because soldiers were raping in America. They were raping women and spreading cholera and all kinds of venereal diseases. Yeah, it's the tough truth. If you don't teach the history of the nation, people will revert in times of crisis. I can't wait for October's meeting because nobody's going to be disrespecting Aaron Nicole ever again. Because my husband trained me how to raise my value and how to speak up. And there's going to be a benefit for everybody. Everybody except for the Illuminati. Those people, I'm on purpose trying to damage their bank accounts. On purpose. They blocked me from making money for 3 years. 1,050 of them were involved in trying to have me killed. And they paid 107 high-ranking officers of my own nation to try and have me killed. And my husband killed, who is a decorated war hero veteran. The Illuminati are in every major organization in the world, but so are my husband and his friends. Ladies, make sure Make sure when you marry up, okay? And my husband, oh, he married up, okay? He married into the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Oh, I can't wait for October's meeting. Woo! Mm-hmm. So, as I wrap this this sermon up, I'm incredibly grateful for all of the security people that protect all Americans. They're all over the world. And they're friends. They're friends with people all over the world. They build relationships and trust. They've been underpaid long enough. And through my husband's and my ministries, we're going to be helping to change that. There's going to be so much positive change. We as a society, the whole world, the pandemic sucked for everybody. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I can't wait to be a part of the positive changes. And what's that, Father? Okay, I guess the movie's coming out 2025. What's it called? He says, don't know yet. Okay, so the movie of my life? Yep, okay. All right, so I guess we're going to partner with some big-time movie people. And when that movie comes out, we're going to be donating 100% of the royalties to the Hope Foundation for all the security team members that protect all the presidents of America. And don't tell me who they are. I don't want to know. You keep that a secret. Just know that your families are going to be blessed through the sale of tickets. And I imagine if we do any like promotional things, if we have any branding deals, I imagine a lot of people are going to love joining in on this romance, this such a patriotic movie that's going to come out in 2025. Whoa, I'm so excited. Wow. Wow. What? All right, the father said I can tell you. Okay, apparently Julia Roberts is going to be playing me. And they'll have to have a younger version for my earlier childhood, of course, but she's going to be playing me, and they're going to pay her real well because she's a phenomenal actress. I love her. And Beyonce is going to play one of my childhood friends. Oh my freaking goodness. Ah! I can't wait for October's meeting. Woo! I can't wait for the meeting to take place. I can't wait for it to take place, cause we're gonna blow them away. We're gonna blow them away. It's gonna be, I imagine, one of the biggest movie ticket sales all over the world, and I imagine they'll even do dubs of different languages. We'll make sure we have good linguists from the military and their connections to make sure that the translations are done with excellence to represent an American romance, a true patriotic movie. What's that, Father? What about the music? Oh, apparently I'm doing the music for the movie, so that's cool. Okay. Okay. All royalties for the music as a separate product that's sold, or, you know, whatever you call that. The royalties will also for the movie go towards the Hope Foundation. So any what do they call that? I think it's called royalties. See, you could start making good money and living the life of your dreams and not know all the lingo, right? I was looking up the other day the BMI and how to break down how it works. It's based on, I think, like listens, downloads, every social media app that has the streaming services, they have different decimal ratings, and it can vary in structure based on what the lawyers say that of the owners of the social media apps, right? But then also we might be bringing back some like nostalgia records. Like I seen Adele. I had driven one of the people that when I was driving Lyft a couple years ago, when her album came out, he worked at the record place where they were housing it, and he said there was seven bodyguards surrounding the records because they knew how valuable those would be and not to let anybody get copies of it before the release. So 100% of the royalties of the music and the movie are going to go towards the Hope Foundation for all the security team members and their families, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. Oh, I can't wait. So I guess be looking forward to 2025. I can't wait. So if you desire to know this father that I know and have a personal relationship with him that will keep you rock steady in times of difficulty, no matter what, and allow you to have that true joy, that happiness from within, no matter what comes at you, and bounce back from adversity, you can have a personal relationship with him. It's free. Nobody can charge you any amount of money for it, and you can't do anything to earn it. But you do have to speak aloud. So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. But you give it freely to those that confess that they're sinners and they desire to not make mistakes anymore, Father. I ask that you start pointing out the wrongs in me and give me direction so that I can be a kinder human being to others, Father. Come into my heart. Never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Whoop whoop! We encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. And if you can, get plugged into a small group. And if you're in the military, you're a veteran or a veteran spouse, get plugged in to your FRG groups if you're not, or if you want to do something that's separate from the military, there's plenty of churches all over, and you have access to the chaplains. So use your resources, right? They are paid on a salary to help provide you counseling and give you resources, connect you to groups to help you. They added recently the spiritual health domain. We're, as tax-paying citizens, we all pay for that for you. So please use those resources. And if you're in an area where they're not being respectful of you as a veteran or a veteran spouse, you can reach out to us and let us know, and I'll talk to my people about it, okay? Because our country would be nothing without our veterans. And our veteran spouses deserve the utmost respect, and there are laws that protect you. So don't let anybody bully you, all right? At this time, we can't accept any donations or offerings or anything like that, even if you wanted to, because I've been in this contest, and until they sign the contract that I'm the winner in October, I refuse to be involved in any fake money laundering that they try and create, because they've already created it remotely in my devices multiple times. And I've continued to report to the FBI, and I know that my husband and his friends are handling it for me, so I ain't worried about nothing. So that just means that I have to be patient, And you might desire, you might like this episode, and you're like, I want to give her some money. You know, don't turn it down, right? Just not yet, right? Just wait till after. You'll see the big post on social media with me, and I imagine my husband will be in the photo as well, with all the presidents and first wives, Beyonce, Oprah, Jay-Z is Beyonce's husband, Joel Osteen, Victoria Osteen, my pastors, Tony Robbins and his wife Sage, my mom, if she wants to be in the photo, she's going to be in the room. And if he wants to, the U.S. Marine veteran that was a part of the original Move Happy program, I'm not going to force him to because I want to respect his privacy and whatnot. Once you see that photo, then you can start donating. We'll make sure to do a public announcement that the website is up and that people can start shelling out the monies if they so desire. But we don't expect anything. This is a free service. This podcast, I've been paying for it. I've been paying the monthly fees and donating this as my service to the world because I'm obedient to the Father above. And if you desire to do something for us and you're trying to figure out how can I help Erin, she's been through so much. Yes, I have. But so have you, right? What should I ask them, Father? What should the right hook be? Just spread love, he says. Just spread some love in your community. I don't need to always ask for a sale every time. So love from the Father is joy, patience, peace, kindness, goodness, self-control, long-suffering. You know, there's different definitions of love. There's a platonic love. It's like a friendly love. There's the romantic love, right? There's a brotherly, sisterly love. There's all kinds of different styles of love. So be kind to somebody. Be nice. And don't forget. Oh, wait, let me sing it. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.